on him coming and doing instruction and teaching to the students in England. For those who may not be as aware, you should be aware that alhamdulillah, that Sheikh Salman is one of those teachers and scholars of Syria that has taken from the greats of Syria, none less than his own father-in-law, Sheikh Muhammad Sukhar. As a master of the Quran and many of the ulums of Islam, sciences, you know, we're very fortunate today that inshallah we're going to benefit from Sheikh Salman's explanations and insights to Tafsir of Surah Mulk, inshallah. So, Jazakumullah khair.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيد الأولين والآخرين وعالم السابقين وقائد الغر المحجلين وسيد ولد آدم أجمعين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله الغر الميامين وأصحابه نجوم الدين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا زدنا علما وفقينا إذا علمتنا. اللهم انفعنا وارفعنا بالقرآن العظيم. اللهم اجعله لنا نورا وإماما وهدى ورحمة. أما بعد, dear brothers and sisters, I'm too happy to share some ideas, you know, about Surah Al-Mulk, you know, among your people, you know, and feel free for questions. I think they have the last session is going to be for questions. So write it down, otherwise you may forget it. Firstly, before going to speak about Surah Tabarak, I would like to locate the Surah, you know, in the Holy Quran. This firstly is Meccan Surah. When we say Meccan Surah, it means that it's going to speak lot, you know, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about some of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the hereafter, about the messenger, or whatever. You know, this is a common subject that has been established, you know, in the Meccan Surah. Secondly, it is in the last division, you know, of the four divisions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did give. He said, I was given the Sab' al-Tiwal, which roughly they are 10 juz, you know, as a substitute of Torah. I was given Al-Mi'in, the second division, you know, after it, as a substitute of the Injil. I was given the Mathani as a substitute of Psalm, or the book of Sayyidina David, Sayyidina Dawood, and وَفُضِّلْتُ بِالْمُفَصَّلِ. This is the last portion. I'm not going to speak about the controversy. I think Imam Suyuti did mention 12 different opinions, you know, about where does it start. You know, the strongest opinion either start by Surah Qaf or Surah Hujurat. Okay, and this is special for this nation. So this is for the location. Then this surah starts by Tabarak. You have only two surahs, you know, in the Quran start by Tabarak. They are Surah Al-Furqan, Tabarak alladhi nazzala al-Furqana ala abdihi, and this particular surah. This word Tabarak, many scholars they said this is special for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For me, for you, for anyone, you know, you may use Baraka, Barakallahu fikum, or whatever. When you say Tabarak, firstly, this is in Arabic language, is fi'l lazim. That means this is as if even doesn't have an object there, you know. You only have the subject and the verb, okay, and this is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word Tabarak has not been mentioned, you know, in the Holy Quran as frequent as the others, you know, like Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Even when you have the interpretation, you know, of Al-Baqiyat al-Salihat, which mentioned elsewhere, you know, most narration they are going to mention Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Some may add, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. In some one narration or more, you know, given by Hakim al-Tirmidhi, instead of "Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah wa tabarak Allah." Okay, that means we should look at it as a dhikr of Allah or praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one form. What's the meaning of tabarak? For sure, it's derived from baraka, you know, and it means baraka by itself, you know. But here, the way I understand it, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me, okay, that this is used, generally speaking, about what the people, they feel that this is wrong, and this is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be right. Okay? For example, here at the beginning, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Maut is something hated, you know, by all of us. Okay? In that surah, تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده. You are going to feel the difference, you know, between the people, you know. In other area, تبارك الله رب العالمين. This is just to give your trust, you know, show your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Lord of the whole creation. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did say in one hadith, تباركت ترسل عليهم الفتن. Okay, and these fitan, they are going to be hated and scared of, you know, by most or all of us, you know. When you related it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side, you have the full, for the Muslim at least, you know, should have the full submission of it, you know, full trust for confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that regard. Okay, some may ask, what's the difference between it and Subhanallah? Subhanallah is, for sure, this is a word of transcendence, you know, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, it may be used for only the surprise. You may be surprised about something which is not hated to you or whatever, you know. But here, Tabarak, it's confined much more to the different way, you know. You are going to understand this, you know, as this is hated, disliked, you know, or whatever, you know. But when you relate it to Allah, you say Tabarak Allah. Okay? And this is, this surah was started with this point, okay? And the Prophet ﷺ did mention in one hadith that Surah Tabarak is going to be like a attorney, you know, or lawyer, you know, to speak, argue against those angels that they maybe test us, you know, in the grave, you know. هي المنجية هي المانعة تمنعه من عذاب القبر. Okay, so here you find that even though we don't think, we don't like these ideas a lot, you know, but we have a surah as a protective to us, you know, when we are left alone, you know, in our hole, you know, without anything else, you know. Even everything from this dunya is going to be taken away, you know, if someone pass away. Okay, so here, this should be put in the mind, you know. The one who keep reciting it, you know, every night, inshallah, it's confidence, because the Prophet ﷺ did mention it, you know, that he's going to be protected, you know, of the grave trial, you know, that all of us, we may not be familiar with it, you know, but those who are familiar with it, you know, they get really scared of it, you know, and this is the main protection. Yeah. And this is one of the greatness, you know, of your Islam and your Quran, that you are not going to be saved, you know, of these problems, you know, but you have a solution for each one, you know. The Quran is going to make you much more aware, you know, about these matters and give you some solution in that particular point, you know. Then, most, not all, as usual, you know, the Quran, most of the verses here in Surah Tabarak, they end by the letter Ra. I am not that expert, you know, in letters, you know, but I know from Tajweed that the letter Ra is the only one of repetition. Harf al-Takrar is Ra. Okay, and here I may explain some of the repetition that you have it, you know, in this particular surah. This is, then I should compare, yani, any surah in the Mufassal, I look at it as a summary, you know, of longer surah, because all surahs, you know, of the Mufassal, they are going to be much shorter than the others, you know, especially when you compare it with Surah Al-Baqarah or Sab'a Tiwal or Bi'in or whatever, it's going to be much shorter than, you know. In some of these surahs, you know, the summary of larger surah is going to be quite clear for me. For the other, it's not as clear as I expect, you know. We should have much more thorough study, you know, to have it. So here you have from those long surahs, you know, that end by the letter Ra, Surah Hud. Okay? Then you have from the intermediate one, Surah Al-Qamar. Okay, those who came to my mind, we may have other surahs, you know, but here I look at Surah Tabarak, summarize these two surahs, you know, because Surah Hud speak about the end or death, we call it death, you know, the end story of many previous nations. Okay, Surah Al-Qamar bring like a threatening, you know, or warning for everyone. And speak again about those previous, you know, nations, you know, and how they were vanished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishment. You know. So here, I would like, when I read Surah Tabarak, to search for the first one, you know, the end, my end, how it's going to be, and to search for the other one. This is as a threatening point, you know, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those among us who are heedless, you know, that they should remember that they are going to move to. So here, I look at it as a summary of two surahs, you know, that are longer than this particular surah. And I named them, you know. I would like to have all surahs, you know, of Mufassal, you know, to relate them to longer surah. But I'm sorry, up till now I don't have the clear idea about each one, you know. I may have it. So here, for repetition, you know, the most important thing, you know, in your life is that you are, as a humankind, you are of two components. You are of the physical body and you are of the soul, okay? And you should be good, you know, in taking care of the body needs and the soul needs. And you see the graduation here in Surah Tabarak, you know, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala move from one stage to another, you know, just to tell you, Tabaraka, if this related to Allah, to be honest with you, not me, any of the creation is going to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exactly the way he should be understood by. Then he said, Biyadihi, this is attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here you went further step closer to you, okay? I'm not telling you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be similar in his hand to our hand, you know, the physical hand or whatever. But here, you have something to understand. You have something to know, okay? Then you move another step. تبارك الذي بيده الملك. الملك, you have the ملك and ملكوت. What's the difference between ملك and ملكوت? ملك is speaks, you know, about all physical matters that you see. And this is maybe achieved, you know, by your sight, by your hearing, by your taste, by your touch, you know, and you name it. Okay? And you have the other component here, which is the malakut. You see how smart and how quick was within three words, you know, or four words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved you completely, you know, from the unknown, unseen for you, to something which is quite physical for you. You touch it, you know, you feel it, you know. This, if someone except Allah subhanahu wants to have this moment, may take with him pages, you know, and pages, you know, without achieving, you know, the reality that here is mentioned. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. When he said, وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, as a reminder for us, you know, for all of us, you know, that is the capacity or the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not only for the physical thing that we are interested in. No, there's other component here, you know, كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, okay, the non-physical, the spiritual one. Okay, when he said subhanahu wa ta'ala وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, in my view, it's really bad idea, you know, to judge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to my standards. Okay? And unfortunately, this has been practiced by different persons, you know. Most of them non-believers, some of them they are believers, you know. And they are going to judge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to their standard. For me, this is completely wrong. Okay? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, whether I understand it or not, whether I know it or not, whether I experience it or not, all of those possibilities that you put it there, you know, yes or no, you are going to find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much superior than these matters. And this is, yani, for me, this is quite great, you know, start, you know, of this particular surah to let you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much better. Okay? Yani here, I am getting old, you know, for the last few years, you know, my main concern, how to build my knowledge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to mend my relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to find my way. This is should start by knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then by have these two, you know, reliance and confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this should lead any individual to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to explain it a little bit, even though it's not related, you know, to our subject, you know. You have the least requirement from all believers, you know, and I think all believers, they are going to say, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, but here, the word love, you know, when you use it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to have many very ranks, you know, and very stages, you know. And I have seen, I don't know about the other, I have seen in my life some people that I got jealous of them, you know, because I feel they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much more than me. Okay? Not because I don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And this has been highlighted for me here in UK and the first time, you know, when a person asked me, we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but when we experience our love of our children, it's completely different. Okay? Yani you are going to defend your children, you are going to show their specialty, you are going to take care of them regardless, you know. But it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's a matter of tongue use, you know, nothing else, you know. You don't have the, what in my mind, you know, the occupation of it in your heart, you know, you don't have it. Okay? And that's why here, this first verse, you know, Surah Tabarak, really it's quite great to lead you right away in very fast way, you know, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it important our time? I think it's too important. Why? Because we declare that we live in fast food, fast everything, you know, in our time, you know. The food was fast, you know, you had sandwiches, you know, everything is fast, you know. So here again in Quran, you see the way the Quran has been addressed. When you have a lot of time, go and try to understand the case, you know, from long surah. When you have intermediate, you know, time, you know, you have intermediate surah. Okay. When you have very short time, you know, again you have short surah here to make you much more familiar with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of these, and if I give only three examples, you know, of it, you know, they are applicable to our life, you know. We are going to find ourselves, you know, we have long free time sometimes, you know, or intermediate, or sometimes, you know, I give this example, you know, about it, you know, we feel we are busy all the time, okay? If you are at the doctor, you know, clinic, and you were told that you cannot see the doctor before 10 minutes, rather than speaking, you know, and sitting, you know, and speak with someone else, you know, you have your iPhone, put the Quran there in your iPhone, and try to recite a few verses of the Quran. Okay? Yani here, this is the way I look at it, you know, I don't know if you agree with me or not. You should steal the time. You should be tricky, you know, about the time, because if we are going to leave ourselves till we have the convenience of it, you know, most of us, they are not going to have the convenience. And this come exactly in the second verse, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيِّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The matter of life or death, this is one of the most more concern, you know, about any any humankind, not only the believers, you know, the matter of life and death, you know. When Sayyidina Ibrahim raised it up, you know, in front of that king, you know, that Rabbi alladhi yuhyi umit, qala ana uhyi wa umit. Okay? Yeah, because we are in touch in these matters, you know. We have the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For sure it's gained, you know, from such a thing, you know, but it has been gained from something that beyond my limit, I cannot, you know, move the sun, I cannot make it, you know, come from the west rather than the east or west. You got that point, you know. We are too limited, you know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolute, okay? That's why we tend just to look after ourselves, you know, from the points that bother us a lot, you know. Even we may have some other points, you know, that we should look after ourselves, you know, and them, you know, and we don't do. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not obliged, you know, to give the reason. But here, out of His kindness, out of His mercy, He gave the reason behind the maut al-hayah, the life and death, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Okay, yeah, this, you have something called life. Then it's going to be end by death, okay? Any believer is going to believe that this is one of his stages, you know. He may have many stages, you know, before it, you know. For sure we have two stages, you know, after it, you know. The stage of barzakh, intermediate, you know, then the stage of the hereafter. Okay, so for the non-Muslim, perhaps this is the end of the story for them, you know. They thought so. Okay, but for us, this is one of the stages, you know, and has been preceded by maut before hayah. Okay, we are alive now. What's the point, you know, of mentioning? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did mention elsewhere, kuntum amwatan fa ahyakum. Okay, the death is our original start. Now we are alive. We are going to die. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of the audience, you know, go to heaven, you know. But regardless of the end result, you know, no death after it. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did say, you know, about those people, you know, لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. Okay? And for the others, it comes in very great pattern, you know. This is mentioned by some scholars and narrated in hadith. That when the people of heaven, they enter the heaven, you know, you have a letter from Allah to each one, each individual, which is beyond my limit, beyond my thought, you know, or understanding, you know. من الحي الذي لا يموت إذا الحي الذي لا يموت. In Arabic culture, you know, you should address your letter, you know, should put from where did it come to. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did describe himself, min al-hayy alladhi, the alive that no death, you know, is coming to, and this is original for him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he made all of us, you know, as a substitute of our suffer, you know, and our life and death, ila al-hayy alladhi la yamut. This is, I think, part of the miracles or part of your feeling, you know, toward Allah in this life, you know, the continuity of it. I give example about, you know, I don't know how accurate this example, you know. I, in my age, you know, I have repeated Fatiha thousands of times. This is Arabic text in the Arabic letters, you know. If you are going to give me any text similar to it, you know, by Arabic or by English or by any other language, you know, and ask me to repeat it 20 times, I'll get filled up. Even though this is our language, our letters or whatever, you know, you feel something different here. You feel the continuity of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is absolute, alive, no death for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made every one of us, you know, has this continuity. Which is, you know, when you look at all of our matters, you know, eating, drinking, experience, medication, whatever, it's impossible to happen, you know. But it did happen, you know, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will was as such, you know. من الحي الذي لا يموت إلى الحي الذي لا يموت. Then the other one, which is another surprise, إني أقول لأشياءكم فيكون و وجعلتك تقول للأشياء كن فيكون. That I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was described in different areas in the Quran and elsewhere, that whenever he has the wish or the will to do something, will say kun, and it's available. And I made you, humankind, who's too limited, you know, too deficient, you know, or I made you say kun, and it's going to be a good. You see? Yani here, when you got in touch with someone, you know, who's highly knowledgeable or highly rich or have the most nice car, you know, or whatever, what's going to do? Or the strongest one, you know, is going to put everyone down, you know, to show himself that he is superior than him. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the opposite way, you know, is going to give everyone, you know, and this is not going to interfere with his majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So here, what is our main concern now in this life? That this is going to come to an end, and this is our opportunity. If I want to exaggerate it more, time is our money. Okay? By time, the sinful person may seek repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By time, the non-sinful or the sinful person, you know, he may upgrade himself, you know, in the hereafter. By time, you are going to find all of these matters, you know. And this is what Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib did say. When someone tried to curse dunya in front of him, he said, Biksama qulta, those who were great in the standard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they achieved this in the life, in this life. Okay? They have some good deeds, you know, some good behavior, which had the acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And this is لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. يَبْلُوكُمْ here, the meaning of it, to test you, you know, who has the best, you know, deed, you know, in this life. Okay? And this is much more detailed than that verse, you know, because both of them, you know, answer the question that many persons, you know, they may commit suicide because they don't have the answer of that particular question. Why we are here, you know, I get filled up, you know, of this. Then the other verse, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Okay, to worship me. Here, speak on much more open way, you know, about deeds, you know, about the deeds, and who is better, you know, or the best, you know, of the deeds, you know, toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورِ. You see, this end is quite great, you know, why? Aziz, that means whatever you do, you are not going to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? As mentioned in the Hadith al-Qudsi, إِنَّكُمْ لَن تَبْلُوا ضَرِّي فَتَضَرُّونِي وَلَتَضُرُّونِي وَلَن تَبْلُوا نَفْعِي. You are not going to hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not going to give any benefit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aziz, because he's aziz. He's unreachable for us, you know. We cannot reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, ghafoor. Why ghafoor? Because even though we have among us, you know, we differ a lot, you know, in our deeds, you know, but all of us, we are deficient, you know, and we seek the forgiveness, you know, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Then, another description of Allah, you see in this particular surah, even though it's not that long, you know, we are going to have alladhi, and this is either to take it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side and go to all the way to know, to understand the reality of your life or whatever, or most of people, they are going to take it in the opposite way, you know. They have the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to tell them about the asma, the holy names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The holy names will take them to attributes, you know, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the attributes will tell you that there is something, someone you called Allah. Okay, we don't know anything about him subhanahu wa ta'ala except what we have been told, you know, from his side subhanahu wa ta'ala, either directly in the holy Quran or through his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentioned here alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin tibaqa. To be honest with you, I was thinking about it, you know, when I come here, you know, This is what the relation between it as repetition. Firstly, you see the repetition, you know, between your deeds, you know, and repetition for your life and death, you know, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described us that we were dead, you know, then we resurrected, became alive, then we'll go to death, then we'll receive. You see this repetition, you know. So what's the repetition here, you know, in this particular verse? There is a verse, you know, in Quran speak about the heavens and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتُ مِنِ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنَّ. And you have some reflection, you know, between each heaven, you know, and each earth. When Sayyidina Ibn Abbas, he want to interpret that particular verse, you know, there, Hafiz Ibn Hajar, he did say, you know, this is sound chain, but we reject what Hafiz was said, you know. I believe it, what he was said, you know. This may sound strange, you know, or weird for some of us, you know. He said, Ibn Abbas, in each earth, you have Nabiyun ka Nabiyikum, wa Ibn Abbas ka Ibn Abbaskum, wa Adamu ka Adamikum, or whatever, you know. And that some of the great shuyukh, they interpreted this, you know. What did they say? As a soul, you have one soul. As a shape, you have, they said, you have 9 different shapes. Not different, perhaps the same, I don't know. Okay? In different areas, you know. Yeah, this soul is going to run, or is going to take care, you know, of different areas, you know. I was told, you know, some person will tell you, I have dreamt, you know, about you before meeting you. How come, you know? This is impossible to happen, you know. But when you know that your soul take care, you know, of different shapes, you know, of you, let's say surah or picture or shape, you know, of you, this is, make it easy. Here, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. In indirect way, when you combine it to that particular verse, it tells you about the repetition. You are not only this person, you know, you have few copies, you know, of you in different areas. You may be familiar with them, you may not be familiar with them, okay? And this is, by itself, you know, make you believe in the repetition that has been mentioned in this particular cell, this surah. And the other point, you know, you are going to feel yourself, you know, equal to the others, you know, in these matters. You know, everyone shared the same thing, you know, the same quality with you, you know. And this is completely different than the quality or the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. Why? Because all of them, they are the slaves, the servants, you know, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Then he mentioned something in the repetition way, in very obvious, you know, and thorough talk. فرجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. Okay. Look another time, you know. See, and this is one of the main difference, you know. We are deficient, you know. I may look as a first look, you know, to this room. I may not see some of the things, you know, there, you know. When I have another look, you know, I may see something that I did not see before. Okay? So here comes the challenge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, the number of times that you want to look, or 2 times, you know, if you consider the repetition, you know, you are not going to find any deficiency, you know, in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deficiency, when it comes from our side, not from the action from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the believer, they are going to believe about the greatness and efficiency, you know, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his actions, in his names, and in his attributes. Okay, as I said before, some people, most people, they are going to take it by this way. Some may take it in the opposite way. We are not here to discuss such a thing. Okay. So here, the repetition, you know, in the humankind, how does he repeat or she repeats himself or herself? Okay. It's going to be shown right away. Okay. I'll give you an example of it. We have something which is quite serious and important for us. It's the disease. Okay. The humanity I don't know, for thousands or millions of years, they will say this because of bad wind. Okay, you have the sickness already because of bad wind. Yes, this in the old book, you know, that's what they said. Then the French person Pasteur discovered, I think less than 200 years ago, that there is some germs, you know, some creation, some bacteria. And what I'm trying to say, even the most connected matter to us, we may be fooled, you know, about it, you know. We may be misguided about it, you know, when it's left to our experiences, you know, or our experiments, you know. And this is lead me to have the comparison, you know. You have in this life many items. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did leave them for you. You prefer tea, the other one prefer coffee, the third one. He made something haram, you know. I'm not here to say no, nothing haram. There's some of the drinks that haram, some of the eatable, you know, products, they are haram, okay. But generally speaking, when you have the common look, they were left for you, you know. Well, no one is going to tell you that it's haram if you have the preference, you know, on chicken, you know, over the other meat or whatever, you know. Here, these are left for us. But as Muslims, we have something confirmed, and you have it from guarantee, for guarantee. And this has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Namely, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prayer that you have, the zakah, the siyam, or whatever, you know. When I look at my life, I'm going to speak about myself, you know. Most of my life, you know, it's going to be according to the possibility or probability that I have. What is certain in my life? What is certain, what is related to Allah, period. I don't have anything else, you know, about his belief, about his presence, you know, about my belief in him, you know, or about prayer or whatever, you know. Some may say, we have, you know, some theories, you know, you have one, when you add to one, you know, it's going to be equal to two. Most of those matters, you know, they are theoretical. They don't have practical point, you know. You may be surprised, you know, if I told, you know, when I entered the medical school, they told us, you know, in medicine, one added to one is not equal to two. I differ with such a statement. Why? Because I think there's many ones, you know, in the body hidden for you. Many of them may be up, many of them may be down, you know. And that's why your result is not going to be accurate. You see, yani here what I'm trying to say, you have these absolute rules, you know, that they are not practical in our life, you know. In my mind, I may look at this one and the other one and add them, make them two, you know. But in the reality, you are going to find many ones that you missed, that you are not familiar with them, you know. And you are not aware of them, you know. And this is today. Yeah, I see, we are quite rich, you know, as Muslim. Why? Because we have something certain in our life. The other's life, you know, this, the thing that I drink, I don't know what is it. You know. Could be tea, could be something else, you know. This is nothing against anyone who served me. Jazakallah khairan, and I should thank him a lot, you know. But I'm speaking about the definity of you. I'm not definite about it, you know. Okay? And many of our, when we drove here, you know, we have the possibility that we'll not reach our destination. For one reason or another, okay. And you name it. When you look at your life, you are going to find all, I was about to say most, all of your practice in this life, which was left to you, they are as such, you know. Whereas, when you have your religion and you are a good believer, you know, you are going to find that most of those religious matters, you know, they are for certainty. And when you take the Quran, you know, you have this massive transmission of it, you know, from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to our time, you know. This is by it put you in certainty, you know. Okay? And this is the way. When the problem comes, when some person, you know, they try to mix them together. They try to mix the experience, you know, or the probability that they have in their mind with the certainty, you know. Here it comes up, the problem, okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did make distinction of it. of them. What did he say, subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنْ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Okay. They are quite well-educated, well-experienced, you know, in this life, but they are quite completely heedless, you know, about the hereafter. Okay. And most of these people, you know, that I have spoken, they have the mixture. I'm sorry to tell you, they are the Muslims, not the others. They try to mix them, you know. We are going to be defeated inside ourselves, you know, because we feel ourselves, you know, inferior than them, you know, in this life. Why? Why we have this feeling? Because, I'm sorry, you know, this is my view. Most of the Muslims, they became materialistic, you know. And when it comes to materialism, yes, nowadays, and for this time, you know, that we live in, you know, perhaps the non-Muslims, they are superior than the Muslim, you know, the materialism. But we have other component called spiritual one, you know. We are quite rich, you know. If I did not dream about the Prophet, or if I don't have relation with the angels, you know, or if I did not have any of those spiritual, you know, activity, you know, I should believe that there's some other prophets, companions, shuyukh, you name them, you know, they have their experience there, you know. And this is unwise, you know, for me to have complete denial of it, you know. And that's why I'm sorry to tell you, you know, in many places that I go at, you know, they complain about their children. We lose some of the children. One of the women, she told me, my son wants to be scientific. What do we mean by scientific? That I'm going to leave away Quran, leave away the prayer, leave away everything, you know. Who did tell you that science is, you know, it's in the same category in that art than the other? Being scientific, no problem. I have no problem to be scientific, you know. But this has nothing to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the differentiation between them, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did leave one part for us, you know, with the least amount, you know, of regulation mentioned about haram and halal, okay? But you have the other instruction, you know. You have your religion, you have your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has nothing to do with the first one, you know. And when we think that they are equal, you know, we are completely wrong, you know, about it, you know. Even though this is not our subject, you know. But because Muslims nowadays, you know, even at home, you know, they are going to be materialistic. I give this example, I don't know how accurate, you know. When someone misses Fajr prayer on time, the best among us will say, Astaghfirullah. Okay. When he has some of his salary, you know, cut down, or is about to be fired, you know, for his job, you know, he's going to become crazy, you know, he's not going to eat, he's not going to sleep, he's going to be easily angry, you know. Do you think that these messages will not be delivered to our minors? They are quite smart, you know. They are going to observe that his parents, you know, when he speak about those matters, you know, I should, yani, if he is going to follow the steps of his parents, you know, I should speak up, you know, about the spiritual matter. But in my life, I should be concentrating, you know, on the other things, you know. And this is what make many of our children, you know, they are atheists. Why? Because we did not build ourselves, you know, the way it should be built. And we are, in general, incapable of delivering this message to our children. I read this story, you know, about very famous Muslim speaker. What did he say? This is his word, not my word. He said that three of the Muslim Americans, they came to him. And he started, you know, to show them, you know, the greatness of Islam by the scientific points, you know, of Islam. What did these three persons, you know, tell him? They told him, listen, we are much more superior than you, you know, in this matter, the scientific one. We came to you to learn spiritual matters, you know. Why did I bring this story? Because nowadays, even the Muslim speakers, not all of them, but many of them, they are going to try to show the greatness of Islam, you know, and the scientific matter. Okay? And I'm sorry to tell you, this is the the time that we are at, you know, the Muslim, they are at the lowest level, you know, of the standard, you know, in that regard, you know. They are not that developed, you know. Your people, when they go to Pakistan, myself, when I go to Middle East, you know, the others, you know, they are going to find the difference, you know. I'm not going to fool myself, okay? But do you hear Adhan here? Do you hear the convention, you know, for prayer? Do you see the regulation, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in the Quran? All of these matters, they may be spiritual, may be physical, you know, I don't know, you know. But we should have significant care of it. When we speak about the repetition, you know, even though this is not exactly the common subject that you invited me for, you know, but it goes to the repetition, you know, because we are going to have another life. In this life, I'm going to look to the mirror, you know, see, my cap is okay, my face, no dirt, you know, in my face, my clothes, you know, or whatever, you know. If I die not right away, you know, you are going to take my watch. Okay, when they make ghusl for me, they are going to take all clothes, you know, nothing there. And they are going to leave me, you know, without anything of those physical matters that I work out, you know, in this life, you know, to achieve them. Okay? This is the end of the story. For non-Muslim, perhaps this is the end, you know, but for us, this is not the end of the story. This is one of the stages, you know. This stage, you know, it's physical stage, you know. You should serve you. I give this example all the time. Just assume that I was moved, you know, from here to an island. They have different currency, different language, different way of communication. What I'm going to do with myself, you know? I'm there, you know, neglected completely, you know. And all of us, we are going to move from this stage, you know, to the stage of this and after this, you know. Those who are Muslim, you know, if they get the maximum of their Islam, they are going to be well aware. They are going to establish certain currency there, certain communication, certain friends, you know, or whatever. The others, you know, they are going to be completely out of all of their skills, you know. They are taken to another place, to another world that they are not familiar with it, you know. We have this description, you know, by Imam al-Darimi. He narrated this hadith that two angels, you know, they descended on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, start describing the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the heart of the Prophet, it contains two eyes and two ears. Is this spiritual or physical? No, this is spiritual. Okay. When I look at myself, I don't have these eyes and ears. I may be in the hereafter be blind. Why? Because they did say that your soul is going to be to manifest, you know, in the hereafter, you know, and your body is going to be included there. Don't ask me how, because I don't know. Okay, the opposite of the my pattern now. Now I have my body, you know, and my soul is included. Alhamdulillah, mastur. No one is going to see the darkness, you know, of my soul, you know, or have the foul smell, you know, or this or that, okay? Whereas, so, and this has been highlighted in the Quran. وَقَالَ رَبِّي لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. How come, ya Allah, you make me blind here, you know, and I used to be having good sight. The answer from my side, you know, because you try to confirm and try to approve yourself, you know, as the physical matters, you know, and you ignore completely the spiritual one, you know. And that's why in the hereafter, that particular person, he has this complaint. I never experienced blindness, you know. How come, ya Allah, you make me blind today? Okay. And this has been mentioned, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has two eyes, you know, in his heart, you know. And so perhaps we should go a little bit faster. So here, ثُمَّ رْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَتْقَلِبْ إِلَكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. Okay? Here, I hope none of the audience is doing this. But when someone challenges Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any matter, you know, it's going to be the deficient one, you know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be the great one, regardless. Even though it may be shown, you know, sometimes that he was successful or this or that, you know, but the reality is this, okay? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned something. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِحَ. Here, he put it in the plural form, you know, it was in the single absent one, then it's a plural, you know, for the one you see or have some interaction with him. Okay, what's the point here? Because this indirect way of telling you that there, when Allah, when you speak about Allah's absolute ghaib for you unseen, okay, then you see the traces, you know, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why it was why did it come, you know, in the plural form and not in the single for Zayyan too? Okay. Some scholars, they said this out of majesty. But one scholar, he did say, because you have the combination of all attributes, all names, which is important for that particular thing. Okay. This is going in indirect way to tell you how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by having those stars, you know, that you look at them, you know. Okay. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينُ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. Here you have the repetition, you know, of it, you know, because they are going to be burned, you know, in this life, and they are going to be burned in the hereafter, you know, وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ. Okay. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the same maneuver, you know, for those non-believers, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the picture, you know, of them, how when they are about, you know, يعني, many of those matters, we may taste them, we may have some experience about them in this life. But for sure it's not going to be similar, you know, to the hereafter. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did say elsewhere, you know, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا. All of these matters, they may be understood for you. You may have some... You may have, or you may have heard, you know, from someone, you know, having the same experience, you know, of those, you know. But they are going to be massively, completely different, you know, than the reality of it. You know why? Because the hereafter is much more has a bigger manifestation, you know, and much more pronounced, you know, than what you have seen, you know, in this life. Okay? وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَكْفُورُ تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ. These are description of the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, you know. This is very horrible, very terrible, you know, view to justice. And this is, You see the repetition here. Here, I'm going to come to some point, you know, which is most of your practice. You may do it in this life or in the hereafter. From where did I get this idea? Because there's hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did swear that is not going to have his servant, you know, with two securities or two fearful, you know, stages. Whenever he is going to fear him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this life, he's going to be secure in the hereafter. Whenever he is going to be secure in this life, he's going to be fearful, you know, the hereafter. This is maybe applicable to some believer, you know, even. And he is going to be fearful for that long day, you know, and he will go to heaven, you know. I don't know. Okay, but here you have many of the practices, you know. We may come for some of them, you know, in this particular surah, you know, speak about that you have some matters, either you do them in this life or... So here, if I am honest, you know, and good believer, you know, when I hear this description of the hellfire here, or I'm going to be horrified, I'm going to be terrified, and I'm going to be, inshallah, safe in the hereafter of those terrible and horrible, you know, matters. The other, though, who don't care, you know, about it, you know, as if they are hearing a poem, you know, or something, you know, of that regard, they are going to be horrified and terrified the hereafter. Okay, so here I'm going just to highlight, you know, the length, you know. What is this life, you know? The longest Asian among us may live, you know, for 100 years, you know. Most of us, they are not going to reach 100 years or this. Whereas that day, you know, it was described as 50,000 years. Okay? So there's out of comparison. The example of it, it's coming here, you know, in the coming verses, you know, فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to stand these people, you know, to confess, you know, about their sinful action. The way I understand it, you have the choice. You either you confess to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this life or in the hereafter. So that's why when we are left alone, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show that I am really sinful person, you know. Ya Allah, forgive me. I'm going to confess about everything, you know. This is, if it's not mentioned the Quran, I may not believe in it, you know. Some people, they try to lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell them, you have done this and that. They'll say, no, we did not do it. Bring your witnesses. They challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring your witnesses. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make their tongue stop talking. Shut up. Okay. And the hand starts speaking. The eye starts speaking. You know. And these are the witnesses. You know, your witnesses, you know, from your portions, from your body. You know, they are going to speak against you. You see? Do you consider this as admission, no, or as confess, you know, in front of Allah? Yes, I consider them as such. But this is going to be very shamey, you know, position, you know, to be in such a position, you know, looked at you, you know, from everyone, you know. So my idea, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me, you know, that you should confess of all of your sins, you know, in this life. And in the hereafter, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did tell you that you have done this, you know, say, yes, Ya Allah, I'm really bad, you know, I have done it, you know, and a lot much worse, you know, than this, you know, I have done. There is no point, you know, of challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you see it in the hereafter in this such a miserable way, you know, it's not good point, you know, or good idea to challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this way. Shall we stop here, you know, for the Jazakallah to akhizuna? I was keep speaking, you know, all the time. Inshallah. We'll have a break for
Fifteen minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a lot of energy. No. I'm going to go to the hospital.
down. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala sahbihi ajma'in. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did say how whenever any group of people they come to hellfire, nas'alullah al-afiyah, how they will be asked, you know, by the custodians, you know, of it, you know, haven't you received any one to warn you, a warner, you know, or nadir, they affirmed that they have a nadir, but they did not get the benefit. This as it again tells us about the repetition. The one who did not listen to the nadir or the warner in this life is going to have another warning, you know, stage, you know, in the hereafter. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ وَنَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. This is, they said, you know, one of the worst position they are at, you know. No one is going, even the crazy one, you know, not say that I don't have any smartness, I don't have any intellect there, you know. Here they did confirm for themselves that if they have the good hearing, you know, or good intellectual practice, you know, they will not be there, you know, in the hellfire, you know. And this is, yani, this is to tell you about the spiritual portion, you know, of their punishment. You know, this is not physical punishment. When you have any person, you know, in this life, you hardly find anyone, you know, have this confess, you know, toward himself, you know, that he doesn't hear, he doesn't listen, he doesn't have the thought or doesn't have a brain, you know. They are going to have such a comment, you know, against themselves, you know, in the hereafter. Then it comes the ayah, فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ, this verse that I have highlighted. فَسُحْقَ لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared them with other side of it, you know, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who were fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I was about to say the repetition, no repetition here, because those who are fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life, they are going to be secure, you know, in the hereafter. Here you have the repetition between two different groups, you know, of people, you know, in that regard. وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوْ يُجْهَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Okay, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this test, you know, that you are going to confess this, you know, again, try to feel the repetition there, you know, because this is going to be manifested, you know, or well shown to the person. Some of us or all of us, we tend to forget some of them, you know, but still they never forget, you know, because they have been, you know, written, you know, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records, you know, and it's going to be shown for anyone. إِنَّا عَلِيمُ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Then he gave significant point here. We should stop at it, you know, and think about it, you know, a lot, you know, that the one who created you doesn't know you. يعني here, لِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. In all of those examples, Allah subhanahu is much more superior than them, you know. But we give example, you know, when you have this car, you know, made by this person, you know, we are going to check with him. That's why many people, you know, when they have the first experience of some problem in their car, they will go to the agency. Why? They will feel that this, the one who designed that car, you know, and they should be much more familiar, you know. For sure, they are limited, they are humankind. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's completely different, you know, no way of comparison, you know, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and is going to know us much more than ourselves. That's what some of the interpreters, they said about Sayyidina Isa when he said, تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ. You know what's inside myself, and I don't know what's inside this self which belongs to you. Okay, this is, you are the owner of this self. Yani in the both cases, you know, he speaks about himself. He doesn't speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala self. This is beyond the limit. This is beyond our thought. He speaks about it. In both statement or both sentences, you know, he speak about himself. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended this with اللطيف الخبير. The latif, that's mean that you have many of those unseen or unheard or unfelt matters, you know, they are going to be well known for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الخبير, الخبير. What's the difference between khabir and alim? Alim is absolute knowledge, you know. Whereas khabir here for the hidden matters, you know. He's quite knowledgeable, you know, of the hidden matter. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا وَهُوَ فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورُ. Okay, يعني here, it may be, you know, I'm not going to give interpretation from my side, you know. This may tell you about the cycle, the life cycle. Okay, this life cycle starts by plants, you know, end by humankind. When the humankind is put, you know, in the grave, you know, you are going to have the plants again get stronger and stronger. And you see, this cycle, you know, has touched on, you know, in this verse. It may be the meaning of it or not, okay? يعني, and this is the scholar, they derived of it, الأصل في الأشياء الإباحة. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا رِزْقِهِ. That's why when I told you, about the two portions that we have, the spiritual, the religious one, and the experimental one, you know. In the experimental one, the common look is going to be permission, you know. But you have few, very limited points, you know, that they are haram to be done, you know, in some ways of drinking or some ways, you know, of eating or whatever, you know. But most of them, they are permitted, you know. Why? Because of this permission. The real owner, you know, of them, you know, he gave us the permission to have it in this life, okay? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the security. Whenever you speak about security, I should remember that hadith Qudsi, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear that he's not going to join two securities or two fear for anyone, you know. So the one who is feared of, scared of him in this life is going to be secure in the hereafter. And the one who is secure in this life is going to be fearful, you know, of him subhanahu wa ta'ala there. So that's why he speak about security. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ. Okay, this is when you have earthquake with a hole in the earth, you know. This is for us. It sounded beyond our limit. You know. We may think about certain matter when I'm thirsty, you know, I'm going to drink. When I'm a physician, you know, I'm going to treat that sick person, you know, or whatever, you know. But here, when you have earthquake, you know, this is beyond everyone's limits, you know, and you have a hole, you know. And the Prophet ﷺ did mention that toward the end of three of the 10 signals, you know, of the hereafter, 10 major signals, you know, of the خَسْفٌ بِالْمَشْرِقِ خَسْفٌ بِالْمَغْرِبِ خَسْفٌ بِجَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. Okay, this is going to be shown up. Okay, for sure, when you read this verse, you know, أَمِنْتُمْ security, the believer, they are going to be quite secure, you know, because they were told about it, you know. The others, I don't know, perhaps their position may dictate that they are going to be fearful, you know, of those main earthquake, you know, and خَسْف, which we call it خَسْف, you know. And in particular, about that particular khasif, you know, in Jazirat al-Arab, you have another hadith. So did say that there's an army, you know, come from Syria, you know, and it got to have massive destruction of Medina al-Munawwara, then aim to Mecca, then they have khasif in special spot, you know. I have the picture, you know, where they are going to have the khasif, you know, Bilbayda. This is a place, well-known place, you know, between Mecca and Medina, that they are going to have khasif there. Perhaps this is, يعني, I don't know, perhaps this is the khasif, that one of the three main signals, you know, of the hereafter, you know, in Jazirat al-Arab, the Arab Peninsula, you have another two khusuf, you know. So here, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about it, you know, this is brought me the idea, I don't know how accurate it is it going to be, when he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا فَوْقِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu has the full ability or capacity to send punishment from above you. To be honest with you, I don't understand from any from this, you know, any threatening for us. The Prophet ﷺ felt otherwise, and that's why he made dua to have this lifted up. Okay. And here, when we speak about khasif, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatened us about it, you know, it's going to happen in the hereafter or before the hereafter, in few days or years, you know, before the hereafter. Am amintum man fi samai an yursila alaykum hasib. This, besides them, you know, the khasif and hasib, which is something to vanish everything, you know, this happened to some nations, you know, previous to us, you know. Okay, you have the khasif, you know, happened to Qarun, it happened to certain villages, you know, of those homosexual, you know, of Sayyidina Lut, you know, people, okay, and the hasib, it happened, you know, to Ad and Samud and someone else, you know. So here, the repetition of it, you know, are you secured of these matters, you know, when you learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how absolute is He subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not going to be secured, okay. هو الذي اوكي ولقد كذب الذين في it has been joined with the other verse, you know, ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم. يعني some people, they may feel that some of those, they are modern, you know, or developed thing or whatever, you know. Usually I give this example for it, you know, when Sayyidina Adam and his wife, they were in heaven, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did describe Iblis, يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا. Nowadays, they consider, some people, they consider the modernized woman, the one take away some part of her clothes, you know, as if this is something modern. It's one of the most old one, you know, to happen, you know. It happened, you know, for our great father, you know, when they were in the heaven, you know, يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا. Okay, لِيُرِيَهُمَا سَوْآتِهِمَا. Okay, يعني here, what I'm trying to say, humankind, out of his limited view, you know, he may feel himself, you know, that he's quite developed or quite modern, you know, or whatever, you know. But here, when you see in the whole story of it, you know, you are going to find the repetition by one way or another. Here, وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَلُوا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. Okay, yeah, these, they are not, the atheists, even though we have a large number of them nowadays, or they are not brand, you know, you have of them, you know, some of them, you know, even in the Quran, they were condemned, you know, وَقَالُوا مَا إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ نَحْيَا وَمَا هِدُكْنَا الْدَّارَ. Among the Arab, you don't find a lot of them, you know, but this type of belief, you know, which is completely wrong, was in these old days, you know, and you look at the people in our time as repetition of it, homosexual as repetition. Many of those, you know, you may feel that we have much more opening or whatever, but here, my look is going to be the teacher is one, you know, the teacher is Iblis, you know, and he is the one who gave it to the very old people, you know, and gave it to the new one, you know. Okay. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did mention some repetition, you know, of the flying, you know, okay. I did hear, you know, personally, not read, you know, but the book was available, you know, about latest scholar who made comparison of this and what mentioned in Surah Al-Nahl. In Surah Al-Nahl, he gave it as a hint, you know, of the aircraft, that this is going to come, you know. Why? Because there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention وَيَقْبِضْنَا. There's the wings, you know, of the aircraft, not going to do so, you know. Whereas here, when he speaks, you know, about the birds, They are going to do this, you know. And by this repetition, they are going to fly. You see? Yani when you have this comparison between one verse, you know, and the other, you are going to find such a thing, you know. And this is mentioned by that man, you know. I believe in it, you know. But we are not forced, you know, to believe in it, you know. Because this is one of his thoughts, you know, about a new vehicle that was not available in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and was described, you know, the Al-Qur'an. There, you see, when you have comparison with that particular verse in Surah Nahl, and this verse, you know, in here, in Surah, you feel there's few wording, you know, of the difference, you know, between them, you know, because that one, according to that scholar, speak about the aircraft, and this word, this area speak about the natural birds that were created by Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted three of the needed matter for all humankind. And this has been summarized, you know, in the Hadith al-Qudsi, the long Hadith Qudsi mentioned in Sahih Muslim. The first one, you know, Nasr, or here, not necessary to be translated as victory, maybe not translated as help, okay? You need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many of your aspects, you know. That's why the believer, the Muslim, is going to repeat it, you know, at least 17 times, you know, per day when he say, what? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the other one, you seek the provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the third one, you seek the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? We are in real need in these three aspects. And it's going to happen in a repeated, you know, way that we need it all, every day, today basis. It's not a matter of having it once, you know. You need the help all the time. You need the provision every day. And you need the guidance, you know, for all aspects or all cases, you know, of your life. And that's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did mention that he instructed Sayyidina Ali, say, Allahumma hadini wa sadidni, mean by guidance, even to know how to go back to your home. This is what mentioned by the Subhanallah. Now they said that Alzheimer people, you know, one of the early signs, you know, of it, you know, not know how to go back to his house. Okay? And the Prophet said, say, oh Allah, guide me, and mean by it, how to go. Okay? How to go back to my home. Okay? Then, so that's why these three items, you know, they were mentioned in that particular hadith when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ibadi, kullukum dallun illa man hadaytu fastahduni ahlikum. He started by guidance, you know, then about food, eating, about clothing, and about seeking forgiveness, you know. Yeah, these are the main items that you need them, you know, in this life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, toward the end of that particular long hadith, subhanahu wa ta'ala did say how we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek the help from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two matters, you know, has been repeated elsewhere, you know, in Surah Al-Mu'minah, and قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Okay. Yani here, look at the continuity of it. Okay? Now, I'm not familiar, but most of the instruments, you know, done by humankind need some recharge. Okay? The heart may need a battery, you know, whereas the natural heart, no need of anything. You keep bumping, you know, all the time, you know, for 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, you name it, you know, without having anything, you know. And this is may give you a hint, you know. They are not going to be continuous all the time, you know. But this continuity is going to give you a hint, you know, about how when something designated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, for sama', we need the continuity of it all the time. Absar, we need the continuity of it all the time. Well, af'ida, to our minds, you know, or our thoughts, you know, or our hearts, you know, as a decision maker, you know, we need the continuity of it all the time, you know. And some of them, may last. Some of them, they may not last, you know. And this is, whatever lasts of them, whatever not last, you know, is going to give you a hint that they don't belong to you. This is what, they were a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has the full ability to take them away. Okay? وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And this is one of the main points the Prophet ﷺ was challenged by it, you know, in his time, you know, and some of those people, you know, he brought very old, you know, bone, you know, and tried to make it, you know, gun in front of him, you know, to show the Prophet that it's impossible, you know, to resurrect these people, you know, again, you know. So this one of the main arguments, you know, that they, when you read this, the Sira, when you read some of the Ahadith, this is one of the main challenges that they were given, you know, against the Prophet ﷺ. Even some believers, they may have it, you know. You read in Muwatta Imam Malik and elsewhere that you have well-built, you know, man was was young, you know, among the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he seeks the permission to go back home, you know, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did give him the permission to go back home, you know, from the ditch area. And when he went back home, you know, in these old days, you know, nowadays, he found his wife, you know, standing at the door, and he was about to kill her, you know, by the rumah that he has in his hand, you know. And she said, before doing anything, go inside and see what's going on inside. And he went inside, and he was has a very large snake, you know, standing there. And that brave man right away killed that snake. And the snake, before this, you know, did something, you know, and killed the young person. What did they say, you know, the family of this person? Ya Rasulullah, resurrect him for us. He said, go and pray for your diseased person, you know, rahimahullah ta'ala. It's not going good. Yani, here, we have something in mind. We want it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way we want it, you know. Not the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designated. Okay? And this is one of our main problems, you know. I keep speaking, you know, about this story, you know, this happened to me before traveling, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, you know, before traveling. A woman called me, you know, she had some suspected area, you know, in her breast, you know. I told her, you need a specimen, you know. She said, I'm not going to do the specimen, I'm going to make tawakkul ala Allah, complete reliance, He may cure me. I told her, you know, to make reliance is good, it's a great thing, you know. But to cure you, this is not your decision. Okay? If you are interested in cure, you should go by the ways that we have it nowadays. If you are interested in reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should leave your decision to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? Yani we tend to, yani what sound for me, you know, from that particular woman, she want to escape, you know, or get away, you know, from the complications that we have, you know. We have very complicated life, you know, and we are going to deal with all of matters, you know, as a complicated matter. You know, I'm sorry about this, you know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too simple, you know, and you feel this simplicity, you know, in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how simple it was, you know, in his teaching, you know, and his handling things, you know, or whatever, you know, and really to combine the greatness, you know, and simplicity in one go, you know, it's really too difficult in my view, you know. Okay? You may have the majesty, you know, but it's going to be too complicated, you know. When you have the simplicity, you know, it's not going to be that majestic. You know. To have them, you know, in one person, you know, in one go, you know, it's like a miracle, I look at it, you know, like a miracle. So here, what I'm speaking, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدِ. This has been repeated, you know, in the Qur'an in many different areas. And this is one of the main challenge given to the Prophet ﷺ. And inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity, we are going to remind each other, you know, that this happened, you know, and all of you people and myself, you know, inshallah, we have full belief and full certainty, you know, about it, much more than when we observe it in our eyes. Why? Because this has been mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should have in our life to give this the priority to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala matters. Yeah, this remind me of what Sayyidina Isa. Sayyidina Isa, he did say, see by his eyes someone robbing or stealing. When he told him, you have stolen, or he said, I swear by Allah, الذي لا إله إلا هو, I did not steal. What did Sayyidina Isa say? You see that those great people, you know how they respect Allah. He said, "Amantu billah wa kadhabtu wa sallam." I'm going to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and consider my sight as fake. Why? Because that person, he did use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is his responsibility, okay? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was by the Hippocratic, he was condemned, you know, of this, you know, وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ أُذُنُ وَمِنْهُمُ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ النَّبِيَّ وَقُولُونَ that whatever you tell him is going to believe you. Subhanallah. And this is, when I look at it, you know, this is one of the great character to have, you know. The Hippocratic, they took it from the negative side, you know, and they start to having fun, you know, against the Prophet وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ أُذُنُ. And the answer came from Allah, not from someone else. قُلْ أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُ. Even though from the apparent side, you are going to find him, you know, believe everyone, but inside himself is going to believe only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the believers. You know. The rest is not going to believe him. See? And here you have something in the outer and something in the inner. So here, مَتَ هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have different answers because, as I said, you know, it has been repeated, you know, in different areas, you know, of the whole Quran. The first one in Surah Yunus, and this is perhaps the last one, you know. You have it in Surah Yasin, you have it in Surah Saba, you may have it elsewhere, you know. And in each one, you know, we have different answers. Here, consider as ghaib and seen. And related the whole knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. Okay? See? This great answer, you know, to relate yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most cases, whenever you relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are going to be right. When you relate to yourself, you know, you are going to be wrong. Okay? I have different example, you know, about it. I'm not going to mention it. Okay. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. Okay. يعني, for sure, you have a time that you are going to feel it close to you. I give this example all the time. If someone pass away today, even if the hereafter is going to be, I don't know how much, 1,000 years after, you know, for him it's the same. Whether it is it today, you know, or after 1,000 years, you know. Why? Because he passed away today. And that's mean this is quite close to all of us, you know. And when it comes, you know, and for sure it's going to come for us, you know, no doubt about it, you know. No one, even the atheists, they don't have any doubt, you know, about it, you know. It's going to come one day, and by this the game is over. Okay. قل إنما العلم فلما رأوا زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا. There, in that point, here we have the difference, you know, between the believers and non-believers. The believers, they say, they think that those who are non-believers, they are going to face a lot of problem, lot of trouble, you know, when it comes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave certain questions, you know. And here you may have the repetition of it, you know, by the question and answer, or may have it by أهلكني الله معي أو رحمنا. Okay, يعني here you have comparison, you know, between two items, you know, which this is, you see, Surah Al-Furqan, which start by Tabarak, Most of its verses, you know, speak about the comparison between two items, you know. You may have some share, you know, between this surah and surah al-Furqan, that we are going to have some comparison here between two stages, you know, or two cases, you know, and we are going to find there the, you know, the repetition of certain areas. In ahlakani Allahumma ma'i aw rahimina faman yujidu al-kafirina min adabin alim. Okay. Everyone in the hereafter is going to be responsible firstly for himself, you know. Some of those great people, they may be responsible for the others, you know, and their intercession, you know, or whatever, you know. One of the highest, you know, responsibility, as narrated in Bukhari, when Sayyidina Ibrahim meet with his father, you know, start blaming him, you know, and the father tell him, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do today, you know, and he will tell him, you know, hold me very well, and I'll try, you know, to pass the sirat, you know, with you. Yani, subhanallah, this in indirect way tell you how knowledgeable Sayyidina Ibrahim in the attributes of Allah, the mercy, okay? And he seek the mercy even for his father, who was not that good, you know, with him, you know? And subhanallah, the end of the story, that in their way, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to change the shape of his father, you know, like very ugly shape, you know, and is going to leave him and drop down, you know, on the hellfire. But what I'm trying to say, and would like to have all of us, you know, practice it, you know, when you look at the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolute. Yani here, you may have many people and you may criticize Sayyidina Ibrahim. How come, you know, you have all of these texts, you know, mentioned about his father, you know? But because he knows, you know, how great is Allah, how absolute is Allah, how merciful is Allah, he tried to save his father, you know, by this way, but which did not work. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la yukhlifu al-mi'ad. Whenever he said something, you know, it's going to take place, you know, no doubt about it. You got my point, yani here, in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person will get lost, you know, because between this great attribute and the other attribute, and to hope and to be fearful, you know, and you need, yani you have this balance way between many of those factors, you know, which has been considered for us as the rules, you know, come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worst among us, who try to contradict each with one with the another, we are going to be really bad, you know, when you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did say, وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If you have it, you know, from someone else except Allah, you are going to find the contradiction, you are going to find the difference, you know. But in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standard, no. I'm sorry to tell you, some people, they try to contradict each other, one with the other, you know, by this way, which doesn't hold, you know, in the believer mind, and for sure the reality of it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be much more sound. What's written here? That okay, 4:45. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here give it an assumption, you know, everyone is responsible for himself. I face this problem sometimes, you know. I give them certain rule. I may be right or wrong about them, you know. Say, what's about the others? Don't care about the others, you know. Okay? Care about yourself. You have among the companion a person from very noble family. If they are going to care about everyone who know of them, you know, they will not become Muslim at all. Namely, like Sayyidina Osman ibn Affan. He was from very high rank and very noble family, you know. And most of his family, they were not that good, you know, in their Islam, you know. But he saved himself, you know. He tried to get closer to the Prophet, to be his son-in-law, to get married to the daughter of the Prophet, to have immigration, you know, to Abyssinia, then to Medina al-Munawwara. You name it, you know. Many of those matters, you know, make Sayyidina Osman ibn Affan as if he is separate unit, you know, from his family, you know. You have a lot of problems, you know, with his family, you know, happened to the Prophet, happened to the Muslim, happened to this or that, you know, but Sayyidina Uthman Affan has complete separation, you know, and this, you know, and don't care. And this is, should be, yani, for this life, I may get concerned, you know, for someone, you know, or whatever. For the hereafter, again, I should get concerned because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did say, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. This is your responsibility in this life, okay? But in the hereafter, if you have the father, you know, his son went to hellfire, he doesn't have any responsibility for this, you know. And this is, we read in Quran about some great people, you know, or his wife, or this, or that, you know. So here in this life, opposite to the what the people, they think that you should change yourself according to your environment, you know. Here, the responsibility in Islam to change some of those people belonging to you around you, change them to make them, you know, Muslim. To, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this task, you know, on your neck. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. You should protect yourself. You should protect your family of the hellfire. And this is your responsibility. And this is perhaps against some of the culture, you know. But this is, doesn't mean a lot, you know, when we take it, you know, as... and that's why, you know, you read... يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبِهِ. They are going to run away from each other. You know why? Because they have rights on each other. Okay? And here, in أَهْلَكَنَا أَوْرَحِمَنَا فَمَنْ جِلُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Suppose we are going to be vanished, you know, or we are going to be successful, you know. So, those who are non-believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they are going to be protected, you know? Rather than criticizing me, rather than looking at me, you know, and try to find your answer, you know, through me, you know. You should care about yourself. You should take care of yourself, you know. Okay, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ تَوْكَلْنَا. Why it was mentioned by the name Ar-Rahman, not by a name Allah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. Because... if the holy name Allah is for the identity, the holy name Ar-Rahman for the collection of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is that we are good at it, you know, much more than knowing the identity, you know, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the cycle of water, you know, as example, you know, how the water, you know, they said that the amount of water, you know, on the earth is going to be the same. In some narration, even the rain is going to be the same each year, you know. But you may have it different, you know, in different areas, you know. Perhaps on some of these years, you know, all the rain is going to be in the oceans, you know, or whatever. It's not going to be for, yani, beneficial for certain lands or whatever, you know. But there is narration, you know, from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and from one the companion that the amount of rain every year is the same, no change or nothing. And this is to tell you in indirect way about the cycle of the water, you know, that you have it on the earth, you know, which we still discover, you know, one point, one piece of information after another, and this well known, you know, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala Allahu an dhalik. I think I should stop here. We'll have break for... How much, you know, break it? It's written 15 minutes and you have question and answer. Okay, prepare yourself, you know, for any question if you have, because we don't want to finish before 5 o'clock, you know. Jazakumullah khair. Sallallahu ala sayyidina.
Someone going to read them out? Gracias. Thank you. الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. I have been asked this question, you know, and every time I give different answer. You know, my answer now is going to sound a little bit strange. You know, feel stranger, you know, here. The companion, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their main task was to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and please His Messenger. You read, which is unbelievable for us, that when the people of Medina, they became Muslim, four of them, they immigrated from Medina to Mecca to stay with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of these four, they are called Muhajiri Ansari. Their name, Abbas ibn Ubadah ibn Allah, Aqba ibn Wahab, Zakwan ibn Abdul Qais, and Ziyad ibn Labid. Okay. They moved to Mecca to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they immigrated. All of these four, they are called Muhajiri Ansari.
A spiritual guide.
You may be surprised, you know, for the question, for the answer. You don't require spiritual guide. You require more sheikh of suluk or tarbiyah. Okay, because in my experience, I do see a lot of people who has very spiritual, you know, standard, which in my view they are going to be much better than me, but I found that there's a lot of interference there. Okay, what do I mean by interference? When I like certain type of food or certain type of behavior or whatever, I may see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing it, you know, and this is, you have interference there, and it's not going. For the others, it's not going to be absolute message from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has some mixture from your desires, you know. To take away these desires, you know, and make you absolute servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it needs some tarbiyah or suluk. If I want to simplify it more, you know, all of us with very minute exceptions, you know, we have a pile of good characters and pile of bad characters, okay? Those bad characters, you need treatment for them. And that's why Imam Al-Ghazali did say, بَعْضُ عِلْمِنَا فَرْضُ عَيْنِ. Yeah, this is going to be an obligation, you know, personal obligation for everyone to correct what's wrong, you know, in his characters, you know, or in his nature.
What is the best worship to discipline the soul? And best advice to make it a habit?
Best worship?
To discipline the soul.
I am not that expert there, you know. I think this may differ from one person to another. In my experience, you know, fasting is very good one. The Sufi people, they concentrate on having everything against your passion, you know, or against your look, or against your interest, you know, just to crush down, you know, yourself, you know, and have the priority for such thing, you know. This is going to be really good, you know, for yourself, for your spirit, you know, and for your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Can you combine prayers in Hanafi fiqh?
Yes, you may combine prayer, you know, in Arafat and Muzdalifa. These are the only two places that you may combine. when you, and I have heard this from great Hanafi scholars, you know, when you are afraid of missing the prayer, you may do it. You may do it. Even if you are Hanafi, you may follow the instruction of other mazhabs, okay? It's okay to do it. Nothing wrong about it, you know. Sometimes, because I travel a lot, you know, I'll be afraid, you know, of not having the opportunity to pray that prayer. I may combine the prayer, you know, then if I have a time, you know, to pray Asr and it's time, or if it's Maghrib and Isha, I'm going to repeat it, you know, and pray it again, you know. So what I'm trying to say, yes, you are permitted to do it, you know, but not according to Hanafi, according to other mazhabs, you know, and to be in safe side, you know, you may do it sometimes, and other times, you know, when you are afraid of missing some prayer, it's much better to have combination than to miss the whole prayer.
How should we best spend our time?
In your case, you know, all of us, we have a case, you know. This case, I cannot decide about it. You cannot decide about it. This has been decided about it by Allah. We created the creation to worship me. In some interpretation of some companion or more than some, to know me. So here, I have some duty in my outer, and I have some duty in my inner. The duty in the outer to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is my case, you know. I'm sorry to tell you, you know, all of us, we have a case. The woman, they want to prove that they are equal to the man, okay? The man, someone, you know, interested in showing that he's intellectual. The other one, you know, that he even though he was fired of his job, you know, but this is their problem, not my problem. You name it, you know. All of us, we have a case, okay? Let's make our case, all of us, both genders, you know, make it in the outer to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the inner, you know, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much more.
How can we rid ourselves of love of dunya?
This is going to be theoretical, you know, because I would look after, you know, to have it for myself, you know. This very simple equation, you know, you should have much stronger love, you know, to take away this love, you know, of dunya, which is in my mind the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, when you gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is going to take away everything, you know, from your heart, you know. How to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said before, is going to come by three stages in my view: knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to have reliance and confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. How to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In my view, you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His greatness, you know, He left open, you know, many, many channels, you know. But I concentrate on two, you know. You may have different answers. I'll concentrate on two. Plenty recitation of the Holy Quran and night prayer. Okay? I'm not telling you these are the only two channels, you know. You have plenty of channels there, you know. Some of us, you know, may get it, you know, by happy event. Some of us may get it by unhappy event, and you name it. Any other questions? No more. Jazakumullah khairan. You are very nice, you know, to listen to such person, you know, like me, you know. Yani, I'm not going to have hard time to speak, you know, but for sure you are going to have hard time, you know, to listen to me. Jazakallahu anna sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tafadhal sayyidi, you are good sheikh, you know, not sheikh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله المنعم المفضل الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله، على نيته وسره، فأهل أنت أن تعبد، سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. والتسليم على سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين وخاتم النبيين سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك إمام الخير وقائد الخير ورسول الرحمة. اللهم بعثه مقاما محمودا يابطه به الأولون والآخرون، وأنزله عندك المقعد المقرب يوم القيامة يا رب العالمين، واجزه عنا بما هو أهله. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم لك الحمد بما أنعمت علينا من فهم زائد لسورة الملك، اللهم فزدنا من ذلك واجعله يستقر في قلوبنا حتى نلقاك وأنت راضي عنا، واجعل ذلك الفهم لنا في سائر كتابك الكريم وفيما ينفعنا في ديننا ودنيانا وأخرانا. اللهم أصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اجمع على الهدى أمر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمة عامة. اللهم يا من لطفت في خلق السماوات والأرض ولطفت بالأجنة في بطون أمهاتها، لطف بنا وبسائر المسلمين في قضائك وقدرك لطفا يليق بكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أسمعنا خيرا وأطلعنا خيرا ورزقنا الله العافية وأدام علينا، وجمع الله قلوبنا على التقوى ووفقنا لما يحبه ويرضى. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا ولا إلينا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. واغفر اللهم لنا ولوالدينا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا بجاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. سيدي الفاتحة.
We'll just keep the video in the spot. Thank you.